types of Negroes. All Negroes were not created equally. I was under the mistaken assumption that all Negroes were a certain kind. I thought we all loved being Negro. I thought we all embraced the larger community of Negrodom. I thought those who were obviously Negro had a certain positive regard for all other Negroes. I thought that this regard meant that we were caring brothers and sisters. I thought this caring was an innocent until proven guilty belief. I mistakenly thought all of this about my fellow Negro family members. We're still family, right? What I didn't realize was the difference between the enslaved Negro and the self-emancipated Negro. Oh yeah, there's a difference, no matter what shade, but shade, color, well, that's another story. The enslaved Negro thinks that other Negroes are the enemy. Master taught this Negro to expect the worst from all of us, to suspect a lying, cheating, stealing, lazy colored girl or boy. This Negro thinks she's different. He thinks he's different from the other Negroes. She thinks that when she looks into the mirror, that some other kind of Negro looks back. He imagines that not acting, talking, looking, walking like the rest of us makes him a different kind of us. Not the kind he is, but a new kind of Negro. Why would either want to be a Negro? All the glory days are gone and all that's left are days of pretense. So he pretends that he's really not a Negro, and so does she. And at the end of the day, they lie down for a peaceful night's rest, only to find that there is no peace or rest for the Negro who does not embrace being one.